Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Tanel, today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Southern Company, ticker SO, one of the major players in the utility sector. If you're looking for a stable dividend stock with a solid footprint in the energy space, you're in the right place. Let's break down everything from their financials to their recent performance and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Stick around and don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe for more in-depth stock analyses. All right, let's get started with a quick overview of Southern Company. If you're not familiar, Southern Company is a heavyweight in the regulated electric and gas utility space, primarily operating in the southeastern United States. They've got a massive presence, serving millions of customers through their subsidiaries like Georgia Power, Alabama Power, and Southern Company Gas. Their business isn't just about keeping the lights on. They're also involved in renewable energy initiatives and infrastructure development, which we'll touch on later. For now, just know they're a big name in a sector known for stability and dividends. Let's dig into the details. So who exactly is Southern Company? Founded in 1945 and headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, this company is a leading utility provider with over 28,000 employees. They generate, transmit, and distribute electricity, while also handling natural gas distribution and even some digital wireless communications and fiber optic services. Their market cap sits at a hefty $104.8 billion, with a current stock price around $95.88. They operate in a regulated environment, which means their revenue and growth are tied to government oversight, but it also offers a level of predictability that many investors crave. With a beta of just 0.45, this isn't a stock that's going to swing wildly with the market. It's more of a slow and steady play. Let's talk numbers, starting with revenue. Southern Company pulled in $29.55 billion in revenue for fiscal year 2025, which is a solid jump from $26.72 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by segments for 2024, their largest chunk comes from Southern Company Gas at $4.46 billion, with gas distribution operations making up the bulk of that at $3.9 billion. Gas marketing services contributed $516 million, and gas pipeline investments added a smaller $32 million. This diversification within their gas operations shows they're not just reliant on one stream, which is a plus. Geographically, their revenue is heavily concentrated in the U.S., specifically the Southeast, so there's not much international exposure to worry about or benefit from, depending on how you look at it. Overall, revenue growth has been steady over the past few years, reflecting their stable, regulated business model. Moving on to earnings, Southern Company's latest results give us a lot to unpack. For Q4 2025, they reported earnings per share of 55 cents, just missing the consensus estimate of 56. That's a slight disappointment, but compared to 50 cents per share in the same quarter last year, they're still showing improvement. For the full year 2025, EPS came in at 3.94 cents on net income of $4.34 billion, down a bit from 4.2 EPS and 4.4 billion net income in 2024. Despite the dip, their operating income grew to $7.27 billion in 2025 from $7.7 billion the prior year, which signals they're managing costs and operations effectively, even if the bottom line took a small hit. These numbers reinforce their reputation for consistency, though investors might want to see stronger growth in net income going forward. Let's take a closer look at what management had to say during their Q3 2025 earnings call. They highlighted strong financial performance for the quarter, driven by robust economic activity in their service areas. The company emphasized their focus on strategic investments in infrastructure and renewable energy, which they believe will support long-term growth. They also noted positive regulatory outcomes and customer growth as key tailwinds. Management's outlook remains optimistic, with a clear commitment to balancing capital expenditures with maintaining a healthy dividend for shareholders. This kind of forward-thinking approach, paired with their operational results, gives a sense of confidence in their ability to navigate challenges in the utility space. Diving into the financial statements, Southern Company's balance sheet and cash flow metrics paint a picture of a company with both strengths and areas to watch. Total assets for 2025 stood at $155.72 billion, up from $145.8 billion in 2024, showing continued investment in their infrastructure. However, total liabilities also climbed to $160.85 billion from $108.51 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.83, which is on the higher side for a utility. Their current ratio of 0.65 indicates they might struggle to cover short-term obligations without dipping into other resources, something to keep an eye on. On the profitability front, their return on equity is a respectable 12.5%, and their net profit margin for 2025 was 14.7%, both solid for the sector. Cash flow from operations was strong at $9.8 billion for 2025, though free cash flow remains negative due to heavy capital expenditures. This isn't unusual for a utility, but it does limit flexibility for things like share buybacks or aggressive dividend hikes. Now let's talk valuation. Southern Company's current price-to-earnings ratio is around 23.96, which is a bit above the industry average of 19.96 for regulated electric utilities. This suggests the stock might be slightly overvalued compared to peers, though not outrageously so. Their price-to-sales ratio is 3.51, again on the higher side, indicating the market is pricing in expectations of steady, if not spectacular, growth. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a decline from 22.36 for 2025 to 19.54 by 2027, which could mean the stock becomes more attractively priced over time if earnings grow as expected. With a dividend yield of 3.14%, you're also getting a nice income stream while holding. My take? The valuation isn't cheap, but for a defensive stock with a reliable dividend, it might still be worth it for the right investor. Alright, let's break down Southern Company through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their stable financial performance is a big one. Consistent revenue and net income growth over the years, paired with a strong dividend history, make them a go-to for income investors. Their regulated business model offers predictability, and their focus on renewable energy positions them well for future trends. On the weaknesses side, high debt levels are a concern, as is their negative free cash flow due to heavy capital spending. They're also geographically concentrated in the Southeast, so any regional economic downturns could hit them harder than more diversified peers. For opportunities, the push for clean energy and grid modernization opens up growth avenues, especially with recent Department of Energy loan guarantees worth up to $26.5 billion to boost grid reliability. Threats include regulatory risks, changes in policy could impact profitability, and rising interest rates, which make their debt burden more expensive to service. Overall, they've got a solid foundation, but the debt and regional focus are risks to monitor. Let's check out Southern Company's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 2.01%, and over the past month, it's gained 6.17%. Looking at a longer horizon, the past 3 months show a 6.47% increase, though it's down 0.66% over 6 months. Year over year, they're up 7.38%, and over 5 years, they've delivered a strong 59.05% return. Compared to the broader utilities sector, which is up 20.05% over the past year, Southern Company is lagging a bit, but their low beta means less volatility, which many investors appreciate. From a technical perspective, the stock is trading above its 50-day and 200-day moving averages, signaling bullish momentum in the short term. If you're considering a position, this could be a decent entry point, though I'd watch for any pullbacks given the recent run-up. So, what's the final verdict on Southern Company? They're a classic utility stock, stable, dividend-paying, and a defensive play for uncertain markets. Their financials show consistency, though high debt and negative free cash flow are worth keeping tabs on. The valuation isn't a screaming bargain, but the 3.14% yield and potential for growth in renewables make it appealing for long-term investors. Recent news about massive DOE loan guarantees also suggests they've got government backing for grid improvements, which could drive future value. My take, if you're building a portfolio focused on income and stability, Southern Company is a strong contender, but don't expect explosive growth. What do you think? Are you holding SO, or are you looking at other utilities? Drop your thoughts in the comments below and let me know what stocks you want me to analyze next. If you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss our next deep dive. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.